Listener production.
12 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. There could be better options than payday loans and credit cards to deal with high interest rates after the Reserve Bank brought the cash rate up again. PropTrack's data showing it's cheaper to rent in Tassie than buy a home because of inflation. But Charlotte Rankin from Credit Bureau Experian says a better idea might be asking for help.
Talk to your bank. If you're really starting to struggle financially, talk to your bank. They have hardship programs in place for this very reason.
Hobart's starting to turn red with dark mofo almost upon us. Tomorrow, the festival kicks off with almost 80,000 people set to come and enjoy. Creative director Lee Carmichael says it's great to be back at full force.
I'm very excited about this year. This is the first year we're back to full force after COVID. So the last few years have been impacted pretty heavily through restrictions and planning and extra costs needing to go into running a festival in COVID.
Investigations are underway into two crashes on the Southern Outlet yesterday, bringing peak hour traffic to a halt. Eight cars and a bus were involved in two collisions on Tuesday near Mount Nelson. Thankfully, no one was seriously injured. Police are calling for dashcam footage and anyone with information. And calls continue for the state government to reveal the documents about the MacPoint Stadium. State Growth Secretary Kim Evans says his department provided advice to the Premier, which hasn't been made public. The Premier is firm he's released all of his advice about the stadium that's not cabinet in confidence. One from goal-kicking legend to another, Justin Dunstall believes Lance Franklin has changed the way the game is played. Buddy will play his 350th game in the Swans showdown with Saints tomorrow night. Dunstall telling Fox Footy he wouldn't rule out Franklin paying out beyond this season.
He's driven by passion for this game and I think he still loves it. So maybe 1100's not out of the question. Maybe he could play on for another year.
And Hobart's Max Larkin is heading to Europe with the Australian Boroughs to take on Germany, the Netherlands and Belgium.